Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I feel like we just saw you guys. We're so excited to be back here. It's Bachelor in Paradise, our favorite spinoff from the Bachelor franchise. We're going to get into all the drama, all the love stories right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Renee, you got a solo in you? Get it. I'm here for it.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who watched our Bachelorette finale last night, we are so happy to be back. Thank you for joining us. For those of you in the chat role, you're amazing. Loved by you. Wait, it's someone's birthday in the chat role. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Loved by you. Happy birthday, girl. That's awesome. Everyone, I'm your host, Christina Zia. So happy to be back here. I love Bachelor in Paradise. Love it. And guys, I'm stoked to talk about it with you. We have Christine.
Hey, guys.
And Renee.
Hey, you guys.
Okay, guys, what were your initial thoughts from tonight's episode? Let me hear it.
I love this episode. I was surprised when it ended. I was like, that's it?
I know. And it was 2 hours long.
And I still felt like that. So that says a lot.
Yeah, same. Also, like, the producers killed it.
They killed it
with this episode's Colton's entrance, Tia's entrance, everything. I'm, like, super proud of all the producers that I don't know from the show.
I was kind of worried with all the previews that we've been seeing from Paradise that they were giving too much away too soon. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they actually came in on the right note and hit a lot of the things that people were dying to know really quickly head on, like the Tia Colton situation.
Definitely.
But I think are still leaving us with a lot left to see.
Yep.
I mean, that preview, let alone, I was like, what is happening? I felt like we had more action, more drama, like more entertainment in these 2 hours than all of the Bachelorette season combined.
We laughed out loud so many times.
It's all Jordan. Jordan's killing it.
You are Team Jordan in this corner.
I love Jordan. I was so bummed I wasn't here for the Bachelorette Men Tell All because I was a big Jordan fan that episode. So I'm really happy he's in Paradise.
You guys, if you're in the chat wall right now, we want to know who blew you away tonight. Who are you most excited to see and follow their love story from tonight's episode?
Let us know.
Okay, so I guess let's get into tonight's episode. We saw a few little, like, teasers, promos, or I guess, like, one... What do they call... before, like, the show start, where we had, like, Kendall, Kenny, the introductions of the castmates.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was like Kendall, Kenny, Kevin, Crystal. I was like, okay, where's Kris Kardashian? That's, like, a lot of K's in here. And then we only saw a few packages, and I wanted to see more of them because there was a lot of people that we saw tonight that I didn't even know, like Angela, didn't know who she was. I would have loved to learn more about Venmo John. Whose package stood out to you?
Whose package stood out to me? To be honest, every package we saw, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're back. We just saw them. Like, Kendall, I guess it stood out to me in the sense where it seemed like she was very, like, she went through that broken phase after Ari's season that I don't buy that she actually went through. She's like, I'm over my hermit phase. BS. BS that you ever went through a hermit phase after Ari.
I couldn't believe that for a second. I was like, come on, Kendall. You know you were never into Ari. I'm surprised she even said that.
I know.
Do you think she just, like, had to, like, sell it a little bit?
She has to sell the reason why she was there to begin with, which has to do with him, so...
But why couldn't she say, you know what, I really had hopes for falling in love with Ari. I was hopeful for that relationship. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
He obviously wasn't the person for me. Hopefully, Paradise will be better. Not like I was really heartbroken. I'm sorry.
She's overselling it, you think?
I mean...
I think so.
I almost don't even think she was overselling it because I couldn't even buy it for a second.
You weren't even buying.
Not even like a second. I mean, please, did anyone believe that Kendall was in love with Ari?
Heartbroken? I don't think so.
That caught me off guard too, especially because the episode opened with that.
Yeah.
Another person whose package surprised me a lot was Bibiana. I feel like... she completely has taken a more, like, sexy approach, a very, like, tongue-in-cheek. I don't know. A lot of things she was saying tonight, I was like, okay, girl. I mean, you know, she's a firecracker, but I feel like that was kind of lost in her journey. So now seeing her single and, like, in your face again, I was like, oh.
For me, it felt like she's very much playing up that character that we knew her as after she left Ari season. Like, she's really funny. Oh, Bibs does this, Bibs does that. I feel like she's really playing it up. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing she said when she went up to Chris was a joke about her uterus, remember?
Yeah.
About it being a bumpy road, and, like, that didn't take off well. I don't know. It just feels very try hard to me to the cameras.
I'm not going to lie. I think that I like Bibiana. Like, I think she has a good personality. I want to hang out with her. I feel like she'd be fun. But I do think that everyone thought she was hilarious with that mic drop thing, and that she's, like, just trying to be funny. Like, she's like, oh, no, this is, like, my persona. And she does feel like she's trying a little hard.
Absolutely. Exactly.
But doesn't seem like she's trying hard with the guys, which is interesting.
No. Not with the guys. Just the cameras and, like, Chris. Because, you know, obviously that's not something where she'd have to try romantic
things. Honestly, I'm going to chalk that up to the Jordan effect. I feel like he just had a season of all these, like, one-liners and obviously has made a fan out of you. So I feel like the approach now is to just either, like, be as in your face as you can on camera or, like, fall in love super quickly for relevancy.
Totally.
So.
Yeah,
but Jordan, I mean, it doesn't feel like he's doing it in a try-hard way. Like,
I disagree.
Oh,
so
really?
Much.
Oh, my gosh. The things he says, though, is just like, oh, it's Jordan. Whereas when Bibiana does it now, it's more like,
Yeah, I agree with you, Renee. I don't feel like, I think Jordan is making fun of himself at
the
same time.
He's a character.
Like, he knows he's being stupid and, like, funny. And, like, he definitely says things to get a rise. Like, obviously.
Sure.
But it feels like, I actually believe he's, like, coming up with the stuff and, like, just spitting them out. Whereas I feel like Bibiana seems like she might be trying a little bit harder.
I think she thought about that joke the entire drive to go see Chris.
The uterus
I think
thing?
She's like, this is what I'm going to say. Oh, 100%.
Guys, people in the chat roll, Evangelina Cantu said, I'm sorry, but Kevin from Winter Games package annoyed me.
Me
and
too.
That annoyed me too.
We gotta talk about that.
I'm so happy you brought that up because I almost forgot about it. I'm sorry. He was so salty and kind of rude.
Yeah.
What did you guys think? I guess he brought up a good point with Ashley.
Didn't he openly speak out in support of Ashley and Jared?
He did.
So didn't his time pass to be salty? Isn't it kind of old news at this point? Didn't you already react? So I don't know. But it was in a way that was like just throwing shade ever so slightly because he didn't bash her.
I mean, he kind of did. I don't think it's ever so slightly when you're basically insinuating that this person cheated on
you. He said she cheated.
Yeah, which, like we said, you know, it was reported that it was an amicable breakup. I mean, Ashley came on the show and said it was like we spoke about it after the fact. So I didn't think it was, like, a salty situation the way he's making it seem now.
Right.
And I don't know if, like, again, this needs to be his relevancy to get back on this season.
I think that's what it was. I think the Bachelor producers were like, you know, like, you really need to talk this up. Like, weren't you so upset? This just happened with Winter Games.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be seeing him here.
No, because
nobody
who
was
cares?
Upset. I don't think anybody thought that was really going to
happen.
He's attractive, but, like, I don't care about Kevin. Like, I don't care. I would have preferred anyone else from, like, Rachel's season or Becca's season. I don't care about Kevin. Kevin wasn't a character. He's beautiful to look at, but that's it for me.
But you know who does care about Kevin? Bachelor Canada.
That's true.
He was their first Bachelor, and he was on Winter Games.
He was Bachelor Season 1.
No.
Wasn't he? They said he was on Bachelor Season 1.
I thought he was on the Bachelor.
Maybe he was on it, but he wasn't the Bachelor. He was runner.
Maybe I understood that the wrong way, but
wait, now I'm getting confused. He was chosen by the Bachelorette, and then their relationship ended. And then he went on to Winter Games.
Oh, so this is like a trend.
Well, I just feel like, you know, maybe he has a fan base elsewhere. It's clearly not with us, but
and also,
whatever.
I mean, honestly, hopefully he finds love. And I think it will be interesting just to see his reaction because obviously we know that Ashley and Jared do get engaged in Paradise. So he's probably just there to create some drama and whatever.
So
I guess I could
cry?
Be here for it. I guess.
We'll see.
Oh, you know whose package annoyed me so much?
Who?
David.
That was the corniest thing.
About David annoys me
but
more than
you know
than
what? A lot of these packages, like Crystal, fine. People, you might still not like Crystal.
I love
But she
Tinder.
At least admits that she looked like a jerk. And she admits that she was a fool and was wrong. And even, like, Tia called her out and, like, her voice is different on this season. But she, like, owns it. And you can tell she does not want that to happen again. Where David was just... Why, like, who wants, like, a mama's boy who's just, like, I move back home, my mom does everything for me, she, like, cooks for me, folds my laundry, like, I don't know why he would ever think that would make him look good. Do you know what I mean? In the eyes of America.
At this point, I think this
is your type, Christine?
Hell no.
Would you be like, see that and be like, you know what?
Whoa. I take
sign me up.
No, and I take back my having him as my pick during fantasy. God, Christine, that was the worst decision.
First. Christine, wait, wants him as bachelor.
Cheyenne said he said he'd marry his mom if he could.
Yeah,
did he really say
creepy.
That?
Yeah.
Wait,
he
what?
Did. What?
Guys!
He said he can't marry his mom, so he'll try something else in paradise.
Oh my, David! But, you're on television!
Ew.
Stop!
I, like, really don't even want to know what my face looks like right now, because it's probably
for
such
iTunes
a
listeners,
disgusted look.
We're all disgusted.
Guys, no, it was so late.
We all put him in, like,
I'm
our
like
top
crying.
Five for our fantasy leagues, and I'm so embarrassed and ashamed right now.
I feel like this was his golden opportunity to show America something different, since all we got was the feud with Jordan, and instead he's like, no, I'm going to just paint this other equally annoying character
yeah.
and see if they buy that. What happened to the real David?
Who even
unless this is the
he?
Real him, and then in that case, I'm definitely not sold.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I guess we'll find out.
I get, like, producers, you know, come up with these fun concepts for their packages, but, like, who in their right mind would agree to everything he agreed to for his package? And not one part of his package was I like, oh, David.
Yeah, but truthfully, yeah. Jordan kind of made the same mistake because his was all about roasting David in Paradise. He put, like, a cut-up chicken, a rubber chicken at that, in the oven. I was like...
You know what? But
he's a gimmick enough.
But
to
for
me.
Some reason, when Jordan does it, it feels very different to me than when David does it.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I feel like Jordan is like laughing about it, but he's not necessarily being creepy, saying, "I want to marry my mom."
I'm not gonna lie. I know it sounds like I'm hating on Jordan a lot,
but you can just, if you feel that you're just saying. What you're,
it's just
what
like
you feel.
It doesn't always work for me. Like some of his jokes tonight, like I honestly was laughing out loud. Like I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like he's just doing too much. Like it feels like he's trying to force out the lines instead of just being witty. At least that's how it comes across to me. And I'm like, you know what? There is something that is probably genuinely funny about you. Obviously, everyone around you keeps saying, like, you just need to get to know him for who he is. But, like, you don't need to do it, like, turn it on all the time.
Yeah.
I just feel like you need to just dial it back a little bit.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it.
But
I'm also, well, we'll see what happens in next week's episode. But I'm kind of here for Chris's redemption tour.
Right?
Yes. I'm like, you know what, Chris? Like, you did a good job at Mental All. You know you were full last season. He handled it well. I'm here for him. Like, I hope he has a happy ending. I'm so scared to see what this Colton drama is going to be. I'm scared he's going to, like, beat someone up. I don't know why.
Oh, he still really bugs me. Like,
he does.
I don't know why I can't get past it. I just, it's something about him just really rubs me the wrong way. And I feel like even though he kind of, like, learned his lesson, same with Crystal, like, there's going to be drama with them. Like, there is. It's in them. It's this environment. Like, they think, you know, they're back home. There's no cameras everywhere. No people to drive them nuts. And now they're back in the environment.
Yeah.
And it's going to take one situation. Chris already has a situation with Colton. I don't know.
You know who annoys me like that?
Who?
Tia.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I can't. I honestly... can we just get into Tia? Is it time to get into her? She was the first person there in Paradise, right? The fact that she just claimed Colton to begin with just bothered me. Because at this point, you have only spent a couple days with him. You don't even really know him. I just don't believe it was an actual real relationship. He told someone else he loves her. You already, like, kind of ruined that, which obviously, you know, he was upset about. He hasn't reached out to you since. Like, girl, like... have some pride. Like, why are you chasing him so hard? And I just feel like going in this environment, kind of like begging for him. Everyone knew, like, Colton was off limits. That's not cool either. It's not cool for her. That's not cool for Colton. And it's not cool for anyone else who might be interested in Colton.
Yeah, I mean...
But mostly, like, Tia, have some respect for yourself. That's how I felt.
There's that. But my theory with this whole Tia edit now is, like, I think she went in so hard with that so that people could feel sorry for her. And I think this whole edit for Paradise is just going to be getting people to like her again.
Because
she wasn't
so?
Necessarily the most likable person after her edits. And people are already saying she's a selfish friend for how she sabotaged it. So now I think it's this, like, woe is me. Like, I did all this for this one guy, and then now he doesn't like me. Like,
no, I mean, I can absolutely...
That's what I'm getting from this.
I can see that. They're definitely trying to paint that because they're painting Colton as the villain.
Like, right out the gate.
Or at least the guys are.
And I knew him and Jordan had some tiffs here and there, but I didn't know how much Jordan disliked him until that whole thing kind of played out. I mean... it's paradise, so everyone's going to jump on top of the bandwagon. Like, let's all hate this person, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't think Tia's going to get that victim edit that she wants, because I don't feel bad for her. Honestly, I think as, like, as viewers are watching her, like, girl, what are you doing? It's not like, oh, poor Tia. It's like, really? You went on a date and he says he still doesn't know if he wants anything to do with you? And you're like, yeah, maybe it's going to work out. Like, she wants to be with him. She's made it clear. They went on a date. They made out. And he's still like, yeah, I don't like see what happens.
Okay, but in Colton, I mean, in Tia's defense, do you think Colton is stringing her along?
Yes.
Because obviously he couldn't give her an answer. He wasn't like, yes, I want to be with you, or no, like, we had our time. So I feel like this was kind of like Ashley I and Jared a couple of seasons back when they first started dating, where Ashley was like so obsessed with him, and Jared was giving her all these reasons to believe she should continue going after him and pursue him, but then wasn't giving her like the answer she wanted. Yeah. Obviously, that worked out, but I don't think it'll be the same happy ending for Tia and Colton.
Yeah, they were, like, a very rare case. Not to mention, if it happened the same way where then Jared, like, went on The Bachelorette, fell in love, made it as far as Colton did, and then went through that breakup, is now back in paradise. Like, it didn't work out for a reason, in my opinion, and now she doesn't want to really let go. And he's kind of hanging on because he wants to get roses throughout the season, and he's keeping his options open. I don't blame him for that, because I don't think he's necessarily doing anything wrong. He is being open with her, saying he doesn't know. I just think she's taking these like signs as, oh, he will know, though, you know?
She's flat out said that she just wanted him to say, like, I think we should try again. So it's like she wants him to decide for her. And at this point, you have to decide. I think you have to decide for yourself.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, am I willing to still stick around for this? The fact that they didn't, or we didn't see as viewers, a straight answer after that yacht conversation, it's like, decide for yourself to move on and just do it.
Yeah. Any answer,
and
Colton's,
if he comes back, he comes back.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think of Tia's date with Chris R? First of all, were you surprised she chose Chris? Renee, were you surprised by that?
Yeah.
Were you?
Because you wouldn't pick him, that's why.
I was like, oh, my two favorite people. Awesome.
Christine, were you surprised?
I wasn't, only because she spoke to him the longest that day. I mean, surprised that she picked anyone in general, but, like,
Okay. Yeah.
She did talk to him for a while.
I think why I don't trust Tia is because it just flipped so quickly. She flipped from being like, I'm only here for Colton. Like, I really want to see if we can make this work. I can't choose a date. Like, how can I choose a date, like, when all I can think about is Colton, to, like, all of a sudden being like, Colton who?
Commercial,
like,
break.
With literally one commercial break.
That's all it took.
Yeah. That's all it took. She's been thinking about this guy for, like, since January. And just, I mean, Chris R must be a good kisser, too. I don't know.
I mean, if he's a good kisser, he'll attract a lot more ladies in paradise besides Tia, that's for sure. And you know what? I hope he brought his toothbrush, because, listen, brushing your teeth is, like, one of the most important things you can do. I think we can all agree on that. But a lot of us are honestly brushing our teeth wrong. We're not doing it for long enough, or we forget to change our brush on time. And that's because a lot of brands are focusing on selling flashy gimmicks. But you know what? Quip is not, and they are different. And I want to tell you guys why.
Let's hear it.
This is important info for all the Bachelor in Paradise contestants. For starters, Quip is an electronic toothbrush that is a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes, whilst the packaging is still the right amount of vibrations to help clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Quip subscription plans are also for your health, not just your convenience. They deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Hello. Quip comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and unsticks to use as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth, so it's super easy to pack with you. And finally, everyone loves Quip, including Oprah. They were on Oprah's O-List. They were named one of Time's best inventions, and it's the first subscription electronic toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. So they're backed by a network of 20,000 dentists and hygienists, and hundreds of thousands of happy brush users every day. So I'm not going to tell you all about Quip and not tell you how to get in on it. So listen up right now, iTunes listeners and YouTube viewers. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/buzz right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electronic toothbrush. That's right. Your first refill pack will be free. Free, free, free. And you can get it at getquip.com/buzz. Again, that's spelled GETQUIP.com/buzz.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Gotta always work on those pearly whites. You know what I mean?
It's true.
I think about guys like Joe, who has such a beautiful pearly white smile.
He does.
I'm pretty sure he uses something like Quip. And if he doesn't, he needs to. So
that's right.
We got you, Joe.
You're welcome, Bachelor Nation. Okay, well, speaking of Joe, I feel like he was the man of the night tonight.
Yo, Joe got so much. What is it about Joe that people just really just love him?
I love Joe. He just seems very authentic. I don't think he's someone who's there for Instagram followers. And I think that's what people love about him. Yeah. I feel like he's very refreshing. We haven't seen anyone like him. I think it's like he has confidence, but he still has that like little boy, like sly attitude. You know what I mean?
And that accent.
And that
Chicano accent.
Yeah. I mean, people are here for him. And I was... I honestly don't remember him really from day one. Like, I was surprised to see him trending like crazy. Like, I remember his package, but I didn't realize it was going to be like such a big deal for America.
Oh, see, I remember being very upset that night
he wasn't chosen.
When I was like deciding my top three, even before we had started the fantasy league, like, I was just coming up with the predictions. I put Joe as my top three. And he went home the first night. That has never happened in the history of any of my guesses.
Yeah.
How long has that history stemmed back?
So long. So many years.
I'm sorry, but you got 1 point, okay?
I got one point.
I know, but I'm not claiming I'm right about every all of my picks.
I got none.
It's fine. Yeah. Well, tonight, okay, so on Mental All, he was pretty quiet, and Chris Harrison was making fun of him for being pretty reserved and a guy of few words. So I was like, what is Joe going to be like on Paradise? But he was going for it, speaking to all the ladies. Like, he had that. I think he had the first kiss with Kendall, right?
Mm-hmm. He did.
What do you think about Joe and Kendall? Do you think that's a relationship you guys can get behind?
I don't get it. Like, I think that I love Kendall and I love Joe, obviously. But them together, like, it doesn't work for me. I found their conversation that we viewed about, like, the cemetery picnics kind of awkward. Like, that when you see that, like, if you saw them talking on a date, and you're like, oh, these two people are on a first date, you wouldn't be like, it's going really well, you know? I just don't feel that connection with them, whereas a lot of times with these bachelor couples, you feel a spark. You feel, like, the connection, the chemistry. With them, I didn't feel it. It felt kind of forced and just because they wanted some kind of connection with someone.
Yeah, I mean, I can agree with you. I didn't see, like, oh, my gosh, this is a match made in heaven. I didn't have butterflies from watching them. By any means. But for me, I was also so confused with Kendall because she said in her package she wanted to shed, like, the whole taxidermy, like, ukulele thing. Or her little reputation she had for being, like, weird and quirky almost.
Yeah. And she led with that.
And then she led with that. She was like, you know where's the best place to picnic? In a cemetery.
He was trying not to offend her. He's like, that's cool.
Yeah.
It was weird. Why would you lead with that?
It's weird, but honestly, I think at the end of the day right now, it's still very much at a physical connection. Because they were talking, between every cut, they got closer and closer and closer until, that's like, true. They ran out of things to awkwardly smile and laugh about and kissed. So I think that's really just where it is right now.
It's just physical, yeah.
But on that note...
And they're both so cute, and they do look good together.
They're attractive as hell, like, individually.
Definitely.
So. Yep.
I know. I think Kendall is stunning. I'm like, how is she not such a standout? Like, I know we spoke about her before, but she looked... And she, like, radiates.
She does.
She really does.
I was like, get that glow, girl.
That outfit, too?
Yeah, she looks so cute.
Paradise.
Yeah.
She looks so cute. You know who I was very surprised about in Paradise? And you guys, I will say. Okay, so Nick. Do you guys remember him from Becca's season?
Yes.
I do.
The most memorable moment was when he wore a tracksuit. To a rose ceremony.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, you're too confident for me now. So when Kristen was here, it was 2 weeks ago, we were asking him a lot about the guys in the house. And he's like, yeah, well, you guys can see, like, some more of the personalities. And he mentioned Nick. And he said how Nick was the funniest guy in the house. He's like, gosh, I wish you guys got to know Nick because he is so funny. And tonight, like, I actually thought he was funny and I was glad we got to see a little bit more of his his personality. And even when Colton came down, he's like, Nikki. And I felt like the guys had such a, they were like so excited to see him. So I hope we get to see a little bit more of him. I know, Renee, you're not a big fan, right? You don't think he's funny at all.
I don't think he's funny at all.
I think he was wasted.
Yeah.
The whole season.
That's true.
Like, I'm just, like, so weirdly attracted to you.
But he was like, very drunk.
No, go ahead.
But not funny. Like, I didn't find him funny. He was, like, kind of like the drunk guy that, you know, if we were all there, like, oh, my God, Nick's so drunk. But, like, I didn't find anything funny about him. He seems, of all the guys, like, the most... Maybe not regular guy. I'm trying to think of, like, the word. Like, the guy I would find at the bar. Like, of all of them,
see that.
He's the guy I would find at a bar out in L.A. But, like, I don't find him funny.
I don't know. Maybe I have to watch him more. Because I will say, like, I did come into this with being like, oh, my gosh, Croissant said he was the funniest guy in the house. Mm-hmm. So maybe I was influenced to think he's hilarious.
Initially, I just thought he had, like, really bad game. But now that you brought that up, like, he could have just been very drunk.
As soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, Nick is wasted.
He's lit.
He's lit, for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I wrote down, like, he just has no game. Like, what is he saying to Chelsea? And I just want this to stop. Poor guy.
People in the chat role aren't here for him either. They're like, Cheyenne here said, Nick made me super uncomfortable. What girl wants to be told that someone is weirdly attracted to them?
Yeah.
It's my dream.
Very poor choice of words. Like, and then you're saying it while looking down and twiddling your thumbs.
Oh, yeah, hand thing he's doing.
He had no eye connection with her at all whatsoever.
I mean,
but again, I'm also happy that she was like, I'm going to go to sleep.
She was already asleep.
Amazing. Yeah.
Did you not see her curled up?
Like, I'm going to bed.
I feel like a lot of people in this situation would be like, fine, whatever. Like, I'll just sneak out with him.
Not
and
I.
She was like, I have a child at home. I don't have time for this bullshit. Like, sorry, get out of here.
I probably would have left sooner.
You would have?
I can't with him. He was so...
All right. Well, whatever. I guess Nick's left for me. Just me alone.
Would you give him your rose this week?
It's a no.
I mean, it's a no. I don't know if I like it that much, but I don't know who else I would give my rose to.
Joe. Me?
Christine, you have a better chance than Joe, for sure. Oh my gosh, Eric, let's talk about Eric Bigger.
Yeah, I almost forgot that he was coming on this season.
I would have forgot too, but he's so nice. We've had Eric in here a bunch of times. I will say, I feel like he came on a little strong with the whole, like, read me. Oh, you don't agree? He could have turned it up a little bit more. Miracle season.
Oh my gosh, it's like he's selling his brand already. Episode one, he totally is. His personality has somehow gotten, no pun intended, even bigger.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a lot.
He's love it.
A lot. But I think it's just to the cameras, because to everyone else, he does seem like that friendly guy who I know we've all met and, you know, not too much. It's just like, kind of with the Bibiana thing, like they're playing up their characters that they had once the season ended, you know?
I will say, though, I feel like we've gotten this same version of Eric for some time now, so I appreciate his consistency.
Definitely.
He seems like he's, like, happy and interested and, like, really, like, feeling all the feels of this whole situation. So I hope that he finds love.
Yeah,
I really do want to see him succeed. I think he's a genuine guy. Mm-hmm. Like we said, we've had him in here. He's super,
so
such
nice.
A nice guy. So I hope it works out for him. And on that note, I hope he doesn't let all that extra stuff, like, take away from who he actually is, who's a guy who has a lot of love to give.
Yeah.
Who would you like to pair him with from the cast that's there right now?
You know, initially, I thought he would be a good pair with Bibiana going into it, especially because they hang out. I've seen them on social media and stuff like that. But I will say, looking at the people in front of me, maybe... I'll just cheat and go with Angela since we see them hitting it off in the promo.
Okay. Angela was someone who I don't remember at all.
Me neither.
She has fantastic hair.
She is gorge.
You know what is something I noticed tonight, too, and I've noticed this about just men in general. Like, men just love women with long hair, right? Like, obviously, that's why it was such a big deal that Becca had short hair on Ari's season. She's the first person to have, like, really short hair. But I forget who said it. Oh, I think Eric said it first about Tia, and he mentioned her long, nice hair. And then when Angela came in, people were talking about her hair. And I was like, damn, guys, like, really want women with long hair, or they, like it. So, anyways, just something I noted. Fun fact. But I don't remember her at all from Nick's season. I guess she was out night one, too.
Yeah.
But she's beautiful. She seemed to hit it off. The guys were definitely interested in her. And I think it helps to be someone that not many people know much about.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The best moment of tonight was when Crystal asked Joe, did you watch my season? He said no. She goes, ah, excellent.
So funny.
So true, though. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, Joe's lucky because he is a blank slate for everyone has a blank slate with him, whereas I think there'd be so much more like added pressure if I knew, like, obviously we've seen all the seasons, so us going in there we'd be like, okay, they're crazy, they're weird, they're clingy, they, you know what I mean, like off right. the bat. But going in there's just like regular people, let's make a connection. And he started his with Crystal. I was like, oh boy.
I know.
Well, let's talk about Crystal a little more, because homegirl was so set on two different guys initially, and it didn't work out with either of them, right?
I think it was Kevin.
No, with Kevin. That was the second person.
Yeah, Kevin was the second person.
Her, like, fiery confidence right out the gate, I was like, this is Crystal. I expected this.
It's just so funny because, you know, she comes into this and being like, I am not making the same mistakes. And the producers are like, you are going to do exactly what you
100%. Yeah. But guys, this is how she came into the season with Ari's season as well. It's like that nice, kind of too much Crystal, just a little bit louder. She's speaking up more this time. But before I was like, hi.
Do you think that, like, I don't remember her coming in, like, so strong right off the gate.
Oh, she was really fresh. She's like, let's sit here and just, like, be grateful for everything
around. Yeah, she took over the
toast. She was.
Yeah, you're right.
A lot from the beginning, like, being nice to people. And then it just flipped because the insecurity kicked in. But she did. Didn't she get that first impression, Rose? Did she? No, she did.
Wasn't it Chelsea?
No. She got the first impression, Rose, because he said she made her feel calm. So she had confidence until she didn't.
Right?
I don't know. Honestly, I think we might be messing some things up right now. But either way, forget about her past. She is here to make a new name for herself. I will say that she used to work at Orange Theory Fitness. I'm just going to give you guys some tea real quick.
Oh, okay. Please
and
do.
I know a friend who works there, and she couldn't work anymore. No one would come to her classes. It was like a big deal. Like, Like, it kind of, like, ruined her life for a minute. So I'm happy to see her back. I really hope that she kind of redeems herself. Like, obviously, like, we love to, like, have fun and hate and, like, make fun. You know what I mean? But we're doing it just, like, in good spirits and just talking about what we see on the show. We never want to talk about anyone maliciously. And I feel like people were out to get her after the show. Just like people are out to get Tia after the whole Colton drama on Becca's season. You don't ever want to be really mean. But so I just hope that she has a better edit. But I guess it's all in her control to some point, you know?
It's tough.
People can't call you crazy if you're not acting crazy.
Yeah, because then we get into the whole debate of, like, well, we're critiquing their character and how they were edited, but it's, like, it's still a human being behind that edit who chose to do those things.
Totally.
They just piece it together for you in a way that leads you to think one thing or another, but...
You know what I want to talk about, too? So Kenny came on, and obviously, like, a big thing about Kenny is that he's a dad and he has his daughter, and it's really, really sweet, and I love seeing his packages. But I think there's kind of a little bit of a double standard here, because I know Amanda Stanton comes on and she gets so much hate
for being
a mom and leaving her kids behind to come on the show. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I guess it was just something I like remember seeing when I saw her on the previews. I just remember her last year getting so much hate for coming on again. And obviously she comes back again this season. Do you guys think it is a little bit of a double standard, or am I just creating controversy in my head?
Well, I think no one has really given Chelsea flack, have they, as far as I know? And Chelsea's a mom.
Very good point.
With That's Amanda, I think it was because she didn't just go on The Bachelor. She went on not just one season of Paradise, but another season of Paradise. And because of her last, like, I think it was more of the first guy she chose to kind of get engaged, she was kind of a jerk. And then she's, I don't know. I don't think it's right, but I think it has to do with, like, the age of her daughters, as people get judgmental because they're so young. And Kenny's daughter is young, too, but she also seems very mature. I don't know. I think
she's, like, an adult.
She is. I was like, oh, she has to be, like, 14, 15? He's like, my 11-year-old daughter. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, she seems mature.
So I think there's more factors involved just because of Amanda's frequent visits back to The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I think that's one part of it. I don't think it's okay. Like, because Amanda's making money for her family. Like, at the end of the day, like, she's getting paid to be in Paradise. She's getting these brand deals. Like, she's doing her job as a mom. So I don't think it's okay, like, the reasoning for her flack, because she's being responsible. But at the same time, I think that was kind of the flip side of just...
I think it's a good point. And a show of hands in the chat room said Amanda gets so much hate and it is a double standard. But granted, most people dislike Amanda after her first season on Bachelor in Paradise. And I guess a lot of that has to do with choosing Josh, who most people just don't like.
Yeah.
So guilty by association. So yeah. I guess that's why.
At the end of the day, they're both single parents looking for love.
Oh, let's you never know.
Like oh, did I just ship somebody?
I think you did. Oh, you know what I was so surprised about, you guys?
What?
Jordan saying he was there for Annalise.
Wow.
What
a shocker.
I don't know.
I did not see
that
coming.
I'm so happy like you guys were blown away also.
Yeah, no.
Did not expect that.
Of all the people?
But then apparently within the first episode, Annalise started pairing up with Venmo John, which makes more sense to me.
Yeah. When her and Jordan were talking for a brief period in time, like she seemed like laughing at the stuff he was saying at first, but then it was like, yeah, like I could see her glazing over a little bit. I don't think he really did it for her.
Yeah. I mean, obviously now she moved on pretty darn quickly.
I mean, Venmo John is kind of cute and he's talking a lot more this season.
Good for him.
Another person who, you know, had a good self-aware moment after watching themselves
totally.
So kudos to him. I want him to find love.
I think the biggest surprise for me in this season, and obviously we're going to discuss it and we'll see a lot more because it's kind of a TBD, but when Colton and Tia finished that date, it seemed like there was a lot of people ready to attack Colton.
Do you think that's okay? This goose gang?
No, I don't think it's okay.
Because who's the goose gang? Chris R., Nick, and Jordan.
Yes.
Well, they're not going to attack him. They're building that. They're going to go
verbally attacking him. But even, like, Astrid was like, this is ridiculous. Like, she was so excited about it. Chelsea, like, she was really upset about the whole Tia thing. So, but it was more surprising to me than anything that the guys were ready to go after him. And the only reason I could think that is because there's roses and there's already two guys extra who are going to go home.
That's true.
Maybe they're like, okay, if you're just here messing around, like, kind of like messing with people's hearts, like, why are you even here if you're not here for the right reasons? And they kept calling him a fame chaser. Christine, what were your thoughts on that? Do you think Colton is a fame chaser?
I don't know if I can comment on that, but he's already pretty famous for the decisions he's made. I know that's the most cop-out answer ever,
so
but
he's
like,
chased fame well.
I'll just make a hot take and say maybe he's a fame chaser. Okay. I'll go with that. But I will say, to your point, like, girls like Chelsea and Astrid, like, are they interested in him? Like, they don't really have any stake in this. So at this point, I don't know why they care so much early on. The only person I think who is valid in being upset is Chris R, because he started something
with
Tia. So he should be the only person, I think, having a one-on-one conversation with Colton about this.
Right. But at the same time, should he have a conversation with Colton or Tia?
I don't think anyone should have a conversation with Colton aside from Tia, because Tia needs to learn to speak up for herself and stand up for herself. I don't think it's anyone else's business, because at the end of the day, no matter what Chris says to Colton, it's not going to affect Tia's feelings for Colton. Also, side note, was Astrid one of the girls that went in last season of Paradise with a boyfriend?
I don't think she was there last season.
Was it Whitney?
It was Alexis.
Alexis and Whitney, I think, they went in with a boyfriend. There was multiple girls
Maybe.
Who went
I don't
in
think
with,
it was Astrid,
It wasn't
though.
Astrid?
Yeah, it wasn't Astrid. No.
Okay, because I was going to say, because that's also, like, a key sign of someone going in for possibly the wrong reasons. I always confuse Astrid and Whitney. I don't know why.
It's fine. Don't worry. We confuse a lot of things around here. Vivian in the chat room said, the girl's angry makes me wonder if Tia told the crew something the producers edited it out to make Colton a bachelor candidate. Which I think is interesting because as soon as I saw Colton on this season, part of me feels like he's there to be the next Bachelor. And I feel like he's going to try and work this angle like, gosh, things aren't working out for me. I just want to be loved. Like, this is so hard. And, like, we'll see how his story kind of pans out. But I think him not, like, really getting into any specific relationship with Tia or any other woman is because he doesn't want to tie himself down for the chance that he could be the next Bachelor. Is that a hot take?
It's not a hot take. It's definitely a logical conclusion, but it's just like, but I just think if you want to be Bachelor, isn't the rule of thumb kind of like, don't go on Paradise because it kind of changes the way people see you?
Well,
I think he had to do something because of the whole Tia drama.
They're also
changing
the rules.
So he kind of had to go. And also, like, Nick Viall got it after being on Paradise.
That's true.
Because he got a great edit. So you never know. But I don't know what this goose gang is going to do. They're just like a bunch of jokes, like so goofy, like to call themselves the goose Goose Gang to begin with. I'm
so curious where that came from.
I don't know. I think Chris R. calls himself Goose.
Why? Because he looks like one?
Himself Goose?
I don't know. I heard him reference himself as a goose. And wasn't he like on a swan paddle boat in his package?
Oh, maybe he was.
I don't know. He likes birds. What can I say?
Wait, I want to know what you thought a little. I'm sorry to keep harping on the Tia and Colton thing because we don't have a lot of time left. But it feels like every time we see them, like we get just a little bit more about that weekend that they had together. Because I didn't know that they like hiked Runyon. They were celebrating Colton's birthday that weekend that he cooked for her.
I'm so confused by it still.
It still to me is like, okay, then was it that serious?
We need a timeline.
We need a timeline.
We need a timeline of when they spoke, how that conversation started. Does anyone out there in the Bachelor Nation world have these details? If so, please send them to us ASAP. We're going to make a huge PDF for you guys. We're going to send it everywhere.
You're making it.
I'll make it because I am very curious because we do keep getting a little bit more information, but there's so many questions I have. And
still,
we are not getting the answers. And we know that, like, she slid into his DMs. We still don't know, like, how that whole exchange happened. And I don't understand, like, how they were both in L.A. at the same time. Like, he was from San Diego, right? Or was living in San Diego?
I'm so confused.
I don't know. It's shady.
Why can't... that's what we want. I want to know what happened from start to finish. And they better tell us this season. Like, stop. Between Colton and Tia, I can't. With their vague answers, not really answering anything, it's frustrating.
Do you think it was rude of him to go in there and start to talk to every other girl before Tia? Or do you think he just knew he was going to choose Tia, so he was just nervous and started to talk to the other girls first?
I think the producer said, let's stir up some stuff. It'll be fun. You can play hard to get with Tia. Go talk to everyone. Keep your options open. So that's why he talked to everyone else. Because he said hi to her. And then he went to go talk to people. They just built it up because that's what they got to do. It's a show.
Christine, is that what you think too?
I think that too. Because then it became such a talking point amongst everybody else. Like waiting for him to get to her. Mm-hmm. I think it was just building drama and suspense.
What did he do? Well, why was everyone so mad?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think part of him just knew he was going to have to choose Tia for that date. I think part of him was probably really nervous. I think that he knows Kendall. I think that's why he spoke to her first. I have a feeling that, like, within the Bachelor world, like, they've already communicated. So he
felt
like...
Well, they met already.
Yeah, they met.
They met on Becca's season.
Yeah, yeah. So I think he probably felt a little comfortable just being like, hey, Kendall, like, she's the one who filled him in that. Like, Tia already went on a date.
True.
So I feel like she kind of, like, was that barrier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was, like, that comfortable space for him to be like, okay, like, fill me in. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of why he did it. But, yeah, I mean, there could be some producer encouragement
You said this off the top that you feel like this season is heavily produced already.
Oh, so heavily produced. They're killing it. Bringing in Colton day two, genius. I'm sorry, but genius. And giving Tia the date card. Honestly, kudos to everyone behind the scenes for this season of Bachelor in Paradise because I'm so interested. Like, I'm invested in relationships already, and it's the first episode. And usually it takes a little bit for me to start to care.
Well, I mean, And between tonight's episode and the previews, I feel like it's going to be such an incredible season.
Yes.
I need to know who this witch is, and I need to know...
Shoshana?
Yeah, and why there are, like... they made it seem like Kevin was going to be the only international contestant, but there seems like there's more.
Absolutely.
So we saw Benoit, who was with...
Yeah, I thought they were engaged.
She was with Claire.
With Claire.
They got engaged. Yeah, they broke it off.
And then
no surprise,
Camille as well. So it's,
Well, Camille was from Becca's season.
Oh, was he? Mm-hmm. Damn, I forgot already.
The only reason I know this was because of Mental All. They got into the fight with Jordan.
There you go.
What I need to know is why Leo was wearing that leopard print shirt. Like, it's just a little too much George in the Jungle for me. I'm sorry.
Leave the prince to Wills.
Thank you. Exactly. Oh my gosh, Wills. Okay, guys. We have so much to discuss. Obviously, we'll be here all season. We'll be recapping the episodes on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Western Standard Time. And guys, it's going to be a good season. If you want to keep talking about it, you know where to find us. I'm Christina. Follow me on social media at Miss Zias. Christine, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Christine Bean and on Instagram at Christine I Alexis. And maybe my glasses will make a return.
Okay. What about you, Renee?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. And check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Guys, we'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.